So Evil opened a shop on Harrison Avenue and was called Imported Motors. It was down next to the where the Paradise Bar is now on the corner. And that's where he sold he sold the motorcycles, but I don't know if anybody ever got paid for them. He'd have a cleanup day for everybody that bought a motorcycle. You guys got to bring your bikes down. I got to wash them all, shine them up for you. That was the day the guy with the, from the bank was coming by to see his inventory. And then he joined the American Motorcycle Association, and he started racing professionally. And a lot of that was in Ascot Speedway in California, where he met all kinds of guys, especially J.C. Agajanian, I believe. And he said, this motorcycle racing isn't for me. So he started his own stunt show. Well, there was one stunt he'd do where a motorcycle would come at him about 60 miles an hour, and Evil would jump up in the air and let the motorcycle go underneath him. Well, one time he didn't make it. The motorcycle hit him right between the legs, and he did about 5 cartwheels in the air and landed on the pavement. They thought he was dead. So he survived that. He says, this motorcycle show stuff isn't for me. So then he started jumping the motorcycle. He started like over 2 trucks, turned into 10 cars, 15 cars, semis. And his career motorcycle jumping took him to Caesar's Palace, where he had one of the most spectacular crashes ever recorded on tape when he crashed at Caesar's.